Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Well, on Friday night, the Powell Panthers taking on the fifth-ranked Lander Tigers. And for Lander, they're focusing their attention on Powell's bruising fullback, Torrin Graham. Well, the Panthers gave them a dose of the other skilled players as Powell rolled over the Lander Tigers 31-0. Graham ended up with only 3 carries for 9 yards, but Reed Smith, along with Riley Bennett, provided enough of the running for the Panthers to beat the Lander Tigers, as Reed Smith rushed for 89 yards on 15 carries, scoring 2 touchdowns, while Riley Bennett added 9 carries for 64 yards and a touchdown, as the Panthers ended up topping 30 points for the third straight game to start off the season. As Powell only had 1 series, they went 3 and out on their first series in the first quarter, and then the second quarter came up as Powell finally got the football and took advantage with 7:49 remaining. Quarterback Landon Langfelder had Adrian Geller with a 13-yard touchdown pass. Hawkins Sweeney with the extra point to make it 7-0. Then a minute later, after a turnover, Reed Smith has scored his first touchdown on a 17-yard run to make it 14-0. And then right before the half, Hawkins Sweeney hits a 29-yard field goal to give the Panthers a 17-0 lead going into the locker room. Third quarter, it was back and forth with a lot of penalties called on the Panthers in the third period. But in the fourth quarter, Reed Smith adds his second touchdown, an 8-yard run, to make it 24-zip, while Riley Bennett added a touchdown with 2:24 remaining, another 13-yard run, and it was 31-0, the final, as the Panthers ended up with 297 total yards to Lander's 223. Eli Missouri, the running back for the Lander Tigers, had 82 yards at halftime, but was injured right at the start of the third period, and that took away a lot of the offense for the Lander Tigers. So Powell will stay undefeated. They'll hit the road for Douglas coming up this weekend, as the Douglas Bearcats won a non-conference game with an out-of-state opponent over the weekend, beating Belfouche, South Dakota, 47-7. Meanwhile, in other games in Class 3A, Green River ended up beating Buffalo 8-6. Cody pounded on Moreland 42-6. Riverton did the same to Evanston, 42-14. In the big matchup between Mountain View and Lovell, the Mountain View Buffs ended up beating the Lovell Bulldogs in Lovell 12-9, and that was the matchup of 1-2. Also, in some other games, Rocky Mountain ends up winning their game against Shoshone 22-20 in nine-man ball. Wright beat Riverside 37-6. Wind River slipped past Grable 14-13. Also, in the battle of some of the top teams in six-man ball, Farson Eden beat Burlington 31-24. Also, for Metate, they pounded on Tensleep 73-0. We're back with more after this.